Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Tell me you don't listen to this show without telling me you don't listen to this show. Because after I just go on that rant about South Carolina and how they need to get more from their talent and how they're not maximizing their talent, texter on the Hub City Spartanburgers text line pretty much says, hey, well, what about Clemson? The text reads, as opposed to Clemson getting the most out of their talent. Well, texter, that number one tells me you don't listen to this show much. So welcome to the show. Appreciate you listening. Maybe it's the first time. And if so, I'm glad you're here. But if not, you've probably heard me bash Clemson and bash him a lot this year. So let's not sit here and act like this is only about South Carolina. That segment was specifically about the Gamecocks. We're going to spend plenty of time about on Clemson as well. And yes, we all know, Captain Obvious, Clemson's not getting the most out of their talent. We all know that. But that segment was not about Clemson at all. Listen to the show a little bit more. Maybe you'll hear me talk about how bad Clemson is and how hard I've been on Dabo Swinney. But appreciate the text. Let's see. Let me read Dylan from Simpsonville. I like this text. Dylan, appreciate you listening to the show, man, and appreciate you interacting as well from Simpsonville. Dylan says, I've noticed that it doesn't matter what team it is. Beamer always says it's going to be a fourth quarter battle. Like, why can't we just blow out a team? Why does it always have to be a fourth quarter battle? It doesn't matter if it's Wofford or Alabama. Your thoughts, maybe? That's why we always play down to our competition. Again, from Dylan in Simpsonville. Appreciate that. Really do. Alex and Greer says, who do you think is the better quarterback so far this year out of Caden Sellers, and who do you think it would be better before the season? I think before the season, Alex, by the way, good text, good question before we get to our Daily Wires real quick. It's a great text. Before the season, I felt like both would have a really good year, but I did feel like Lenoris, because of his legs, would be the guy that I would rather have on my roster just because of what he can do with his in the run game. Unfortunately, he hadn't really in. Now, I know he had like 80 yards or whatever on Saturday, but I don't think he, through the first few games, I don't think he's been allowed to be himself. Now, Cade's been absolutely horrible, so I'd still take Lenoris today. I would still take Lenoris Sellers today over Cade Klubnik. I don't know that anybody right now in their right mind would take Lenoris, or excuse me, would take Cade over Lenoris. Let's see here on the stream. DB says, Cole, you need to check your DMs. He's got an early treat in there. Ho, ho, ho. Never know what that's going to be. But I'm assuming you mean upset picks, right, Dan B? Upset pick results. Upset picks, baby. Dan B is the man. I'll tell you this, a little teaser, Tolos. How about on the other side? I will open the DM. Dan B has slid in the DMs. I think it's with the upset picks results. I'll open them. On the other side, we'll see who I did not hit this weekend, so not looking forward to that. My game did not hit. T. Swizzle says, we didn't lose or tie this weekend. Positive weekend. Talking about Clemson. Yeah, you're right on that. All right, let's get into it. Top headlines in all of sports. What's happening? What happened over the weekend? Tolos, appreciate the interaction already on the show today. I'm solo. Diesel on vacation or staycation this week, whatever you call it. Rory McIlroy, he knows he got the last laugh, but boy, a little frustration in the Ryder Cup this weekend. Rory said, I think golf should be held to a higher standard than what was seen out there this week. Golf has the ability to unite people. It teaches you how to respect people. Sometimes this week we didn't see that. So no, this should not have been acceptable in the Ryder Cup. So Rory not liking the chirping. Rory, get over it. People are passionate about seeing their country win, man. Get over it. Let Bryson do the crying. He's the one that's usually supposed to do the crying. Bob Melvin, whose option for the 2026 season was picked up in July, has been fired as the manager of the San Francisco Giants. The Giants were very streaky in their 81-81 finish this season, teasing fans with playoff hopes with a 13-3 run from late August into early September. So already a firing in the MLB. Bad news for the New York Giants. Golly, man, Malik Nabers, you hate to see that, don't you? Such young promise from that player. Announced today, season-ending ACL tear in his right knee. Brian Daboll announced that earlier today. So, boy, that leaves a massive, massive hole in this New York Giants lineup after starting Jackson Dart, getting all that momentum, and then losing that guy. Hate that for Malik Nabers. Really do. Really, really good player. Also, on the injury front, Baltimore Ravens coach John Harbaugh said he didn't know the severity of quarterback Lamar Jackson's hamstring injury, which heightens the concern surrounding the club's worst start in a decade. They lost again yesterday. Jackson left midway through the third quarter of Sunday's 37-20 loss to the Chiefs, and boy, doesn't look good right now in Baltimore. Doesn't look good at all. How about Bobby Petrino? Wow. Somebody brought this up in the stream earlier. Bobby Petrino started overhauling his coaching staff at Arkansas on Monday morning. Sources told ESPN's Pete Thamel, firing three defensive assistants just one day after being named the Razorbacks' interim coach. Sam Pittman was fired over the weekend, and whew, Petrino's blowing it up. Travis Williams dismissed as the DC. Deke Adams, defensive line coach, gone. Assistant Marcus Woodson, gone. I mean, goodness gracious, things are just moving fast in Arkansas. South Carolina defeated Kentucky 35-13 on Saturday at home. The Gamecocks now 3-2 on the season. Clemson at Boston College game time has been announced. Clemson Tiger fans, in case you did not see it, the game next Saturday will kick at 7:30. Also, congratulations to Blue Ridge Tiger quarterback number one, Gavin Forrester. He was named the Fan Upstate Player of the Week for his performance on Friday night in the win over Landrum. He'll join me on the show tomorrow at 6:40 p.m. And last one for you, the Carolina Panthers. Boy, 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 what a bad loss yesterday. I mean, ugly. Oh, my gosh. Just when you thought the Panthers might be turning the corner, they fell to the Patriots on Sunday by a score of 42-13. Carolina now 1-3 on the season. Those are your Daily Wires, Tolos. Guess what? In the very next segment, we'll take a look at the AP Top 25. I also have a surprise in my DMs. That's right. Just what you were thinking there, Tolos. Dan B. has gotten the results on the Upset Picks Challenge. I'll post them on Twitter and Facebook during the break at the Fan Upstate. We'll get into that as well next right here on Wire to Wire. I'm Cole Bryson, and we will continue the conversation. Want to hear from you, Tolos, as well on the Fan Upstate.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.